Chapter 48. This is the list of the tribes. Dan, at the northern extremity, adjoining Hamath, all along from the approaches to Hethlon, through Labo of Hamath, to Hazar Enon, on the northerly border with Damascus, with his possession reaching from the eastern to the western boundary. Asher, on the frontier of Dan, from the eastern to the western boundary. Naphtali, on the frontier of Asher, from the eastern to the western boundary. Manasseh, on the frontier of Naphtali, from the eastern to the western boundary. Ephraim, on the frontier of Manasseh, from the eastern to the western boundary. Reuben, on the frontier of Ephraim, from the eastern to the western boundary. Judah, on the frontier of Reuben, from the eastern to the western boundary. The sacred tract. On the frontier of Judah, from the eastern to the western boundary, there shall be the tract which you shall set apart, 25,000 cubits from north to south, and as wide as one of the tribal portions from the eastern to the western boundary. In the center of the tract shall be the sanctuary. The tract that you set aside for the Lord shall be 25,000 cubits across by 20,000 north and south. In this sacred tract, the priests shall have 25,000 cubits on the north, 10,000 on the west, 10,000 on the east, and 25,000 on the south. And the sanctuary of the Lord shall be in its center. The consecrated priests, the Zadokites, who fulfilled my service and did not stray along with the Israelites as the Levites did, shall have within this tract of land their own most sacred domain, next to the territory of the Levites. The Levites shall have a territory corresponding to that of the priests, 25,000 cubits by 10,000. The whole tract shall be 25,000 cubits across and 20,000 north and south. They may not sell or exchange or alienate this, the best part of the land, for it is sacred to the Lord. The remaining 5,000 cubits along the 25,000 cubit line are profane land, assigned to the city for dwellings and pasture. The city shall be at their center. These are the dimensions of the city. The north side, 4,500 cubits, the south side, 4,500 cubits, the east side, 4,500 cubits, and the west side, 4,500 cubits. The pasture lands of the city shall extend north 250 cubits, south 250 cubits, east 250 cubits, and west 250 cubits. There shall remain an area along the sacred tract, 10,000 cubits to the east and 10,000 to the west, whose produce shall provide food for the workers of the city. The workers in the city shall be taken from all the tribes of Israel. The entire tract shall be 25,000 by 25,000 cubits. As a perfect square, you shall set apart the sacred tract together with the city property. The remainder shall belong to the prince. The land on both sides of the sacred tract and the city property, extending along the 25,000 cubit line eastward to the eastern boundary and westward along the 25,000 cubit line to the western boundary, a territory parallel with the tribal portions for the prince. The sacred tract and the sanctuary of the temple shall be in the middle. Thus, except for the property of the Levites and the city property, which lie in the midst of the prince's property, the territory between the portions of Judah and of Benjamin shall belong to the prince. The southern portions. These are the remaining tribes. Benjamin, from the eastern to the western boundary. Simeon, on the frontier of Benjamin, from the eastern to the western boundary. Issachar, on the frontier of Simeon, from the eastern to the western boundary. Zebulun, on the frontier of Issachar, from the eastern to the western boundary. Gad, on the frontier of Zebulun, from the eastern to the western boundary. Along the frontier of Gad shall be the southern boundary, which shall extend from Tamar to the waters of Meribath Kadesh, and from there to the Wadi of Egypt, and on to the Great Sea. Such is the land which you shall apportion as inheritances among the tribes of Israel, and these are their portions, says the Lord God. The gates of the city. These are the exits of the city, the gates of which are named after the tribes of Israel. On the north side, measuring 4,500 cubits, there shall be three gates, the gate of Reuben, the gate of Judah, and the gate of Levi. On the east side, measuring 4,500 cubits, there shall be three gates, the gate of Joseph, the gate of Benjamin, and the gate of Dan. On the south side, measuring 4,500 cubits, there shall be three gates, the gate of Simeon, the gate of Issachar, and the gate of Zebulun. On the west side, measuring 4,500 cubits, there shall be three gates, the gate of Gad, the gate of Asher, and the gate of Naphtali. The perimeter of the city is 18,000 cubits. The name of the city shall henceforth be, The Lord is Here.